Time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Bain Dental Group is currently accepting new patients at our three different locations in Bowden, Carrollton, and our new state-of-the-art facility in Billerica. Bain Dental Group can provide any dental service you require, including oral surgery, implants, and braces. We accept most types of insurances, making our dental care affordable and attainable. To make an appointment with Bain Dental Group today, call 770-258-5516. For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Monday, May 13th. Congratulations to Central Lyon Owen Wilkinson on winning his second consecutive GHSA 4A state championship in the pole vault by clearing 14 feet. Congratulations to the Temple High School boys 4x100 team of Manny Watkins, CJ Gray, McClan Mateer, and JD Pinson on clinching the state championship in their event. Congratulations to Villarica Wildcat Lexi Jones on setting a new school record and finishing 9th in the state by clearing 9 feet in the pole vault. Congratulations to the Carrollton boys track and field team on winning the 2024 GHSA Class 7A state championship. This is now the 29th boys track and field title in school history. The Trojan boys 4x800 meter relay team of Noah Martinson, Hagen Russell, Noor Nazim, and Daniel Neal clinched the title in their event. They broke the school record with a time of 7 minutes 45.66 seconds. The Atlanta Braves took a 3-2 lead into the ninth inning, but were unable to hold it in a 4-3 walk-off loss to the New York Mets last night. Things went south quickly in the ninth inning. With Raisel Iglesias having pitched the last 2 days, Atlanta turned to A.J. Minter to try and close the game out. Jeff McNeil reached to start the inning on a bunt and then moved to second on a sacrifice by Nito. Brandon Nimmo then sent a 3-2 pitch from A.J. Minter over the wall and right center for a walk-off two-run homer to give the Mets a 4-3 win. This loss drops the Braves to 24-13 on the season. They still win the series, but fail to pick up a game in the standings on the Phillies, who lost to the Marlins Sunday afternoon. The Braves will return home today, where they will begin a long homestand with a 3-game series against the Chicago Cubs, with first pitch set for 7:20 tonight. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Picoro.